That was our weekend treat, to go to Over. You know, if we just hop in the car, take a picnic and go and sit by the river. Pike and Eel pub across the road. Oh yes, that was the attraction. My dad liked the pub. He wasn't a pub man. I never knew him to go in an ordinary pub, ever. But a hotel pub, he would.
There's still fish that he caught there now in the box.
You know, oh, yeah, great big old pike he's got with a fish. Oh, yes, he was a great fisherman.
Did he have a boat?
Oh, yes, he had a little boat. Well, he had a big boat, 35 foot, was it, or something? Cruiser boat one time. And he had this little rowing boat, you know, sit and row. Getting from one side of the river to the other.
And he made that little thatch.
Oh, yeah, a little thatch house. Honeypot house, we called it. A little round house with a thatch. Down Over. I don't know.
So the Pike and Eel now, and they use it as the boating club thing. I think that's still
there. Oh, do they? Oh, and they've got his stuff fishing there, Pike and Eel. Yeah. Or did have, I don't know.
They still have. And opposite, on the other side of the river, he owned a little bit of land, or your mum did.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So they used to row across to the. It's quite nice there.
Oh yeah, I had a lovely. When I think about it, I think I was quite lucky. I do think he worked hard. I mean, when he was doing his chauffeur work, you know, if he had a call any time of the day, he'd fly off if he was about. I think he always worked hard. And the garage he had at Newnham, he practically built. I mean, him and another fella more or less put that up. You know, he put his hands to anything. He was a hard worker, definitely.
And he'd come from a family of coach builders in Haverhill, hadn't he? They were coach builders.
In the motor trade, as it was.